せーの、
こんばんは。ようこそ旅リンガルポッドキャスト
へ。 Welcome everyone to the 旅リンガルポッドキャスト。 こんばんは。
こんばんは。
This will be a continuation of what we talked about at our event. So if you haven't listened to that episode, please listen to the most recent episode before this.And you'll know what we're talking about. But quick review, we did an event at my old workplace that we work in Tianjin. About 50 or 60 people came out and we did like a presentation about our trip. And we didn't really get to talk about the Q&A session because there were a lot of great questions and we wanted to kind of go over them as well. Because it's good, it was good practice for us too.
Mm, mm.なんか今までそう、そのイベントで Q&A でいろいろ質問してもらって、でもこれまでにあんま聞かれなかった質問もあったから、すごい良かったよね。
ね。
それについて今日は話しそうかと思っております。
はい。どんな質問ありましたか？ドゥドゥン、ドゥドゥン。
ざっくりバーっと言っていくと、まず、この旅で食べた一番美味しかったもの、まずかったもの。
The best thing we ate and the worst thing we ate was one question, yeah?
持って行って一番良かったと思ったグッズ。
What was the best thing or object that we brought with us on our trip?
病気とかなりませんでしたか?
Did we ever get sick on our trip?
この旅で最も価値があると感じたこと?
What was the most, なんていうの? 価値, valuable?
Valuable って言ってた。
Thing, that we felt on our trip.
この旅をすることによって犠牲にしたものありましたか？またその犠牲があったとしても旅行ってよかったですか？
What did we have to sacrifice, if any, by going on this trip, and was the trip worth that sacrifice? What a heavy question.
ねえ、素晴らしい質問でした。日本国内で今一番行きたいと思っているところは
Where do you want to go in Japan the most right now?
はい、夫婦で喧嘩しましたか?
Did we ever fight on our trip?
この旅で見た忘れられない光景は
What is the most unforgettable view you saw on their trip?
一番人が温かかった国は
Where were the nicest people?
はい
I think there are a few more questions that we may have forgotten, so if we've forgotten about them, I'm sorry. But we want to answer a couple of these that we were never asked until this point, and that we thought was interesting. なのでどれから行きますか?
ではじゃあ忘れられない光景?
Okay, the unforgettable sight.
はい。
What did you answer?
それぞれ違ったよね。Yeah. 私はやっぱサファリの光景がなんかただ動物がいると思ってたけど、まあ、その動物もすごかったがそれと同じぐらい自然の素晴らしさに感動してこの光景は忘れられませんでしたっていう感じで言ったね。
はい、
はい、
Where did we do the safari?
ケニアのマサイマラ。
ケニアのマサイマラ。 Yeah. So Teru's answer and my answer are a little bit differentby the way, all the answers to these questions, or at least most of them, I think you can find in our podcast episodes. Yeah. So what was so special about the safari? Not just the animals, but the scenery, the nature, yeah, sure, but... Why was it so unforgettable for you?
なんだろうね、こう想像していた以上に広い大地、で、そこになんかちょこちょここの水場みたいなのがあったじゃん、あの水場に反射して映っている空の景色とかもめっちゃ綺麗だったし、あと夕日も日本にいるとここまで遮るものがない状態ってあんまないから、その夕日も美しかったし、でそこにマジで動物いるんだっていう、なんか全部がサリアルって感じ、
綺麗だったね、本当に綺麗だったね。
はい
はい。 My answer was also in Kenya、but if you listen to our Nairobi episode、we had the opportunity of going to the Kibera slums which is located in Nairobi. It's one of the biggest slums in Africa. And a nice Japanese lady, she's a legend there, kind of took us under and showed us around, gave us a tour of the slums as well as the school that she opened up years ago. And yeah, they took us through the school to the classrooms. We got to see them feed the kids in, from the kitchen, like making the food in the kitchen and stuff. And they have about over 500 students, and they all came out to welcome us to, and they sang songs and they played music. And I had to do like a little speech to talk about Canada and Japan and stuff. And I'll just never forget the welcome and, you know, 500 students dancing together and singing for us. And it was a very moving, emotional sight that I don't think I'll ever get to see again in my life.
そうだね。これは思い出すだけでまだ泣きそうになるけど、え、これさ、私がサファリって言ってなかったら言おうと思ってた？それとも変えたりしたの？
いやー、なんか忘れられない景色って聞かれたらいっぱいあるけど、
うん、
なんかあの時あれが一番出てきたな。It was the first thing that came to my head, I think, when he asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't want to give the same answer as you as well, so. Yeah. Yeah, please go check out our highlights. It's in our stories, in our Kenya section, if you want to see what we saw. And tell me that you're not going to get moved by that.
いやでもこれはね遊ばにいるのとやっぱ違うよ。
それはそうだけどさ、
うん、なんかさ映像でああいうのって見てるじゃん。でも見ても、うん、ああいいねぐらいであんな涙は出ないけどあの場で出ちゃうよね、うん、
まあね、まあ、What is number two? Do you have a number two?
ちょっと今そんな時間は
ない
ありません次に行きたいと思います。
はい、じゃあ次
次はこの旅をすることによって犠牲にしたものありましたか？そしてあったならそれでも旅してよかったですか？
What did we have to sacrifice, if any? And do you regret sacrificing the whatever you sacrificed for, by doing this trip? What was your answer?
これはまあ二人とも一緒だと思うけど犠牲にしたものはやっぱ仕事、その仕事を辞めなくては旅には出れない状態だったので仕事っていう面ではもちろん犠牲にした。そしてその旅の途中で結構いい仕事が私はフリーランスだったので入ってきてそれも断らなきゃいけなかった、すごい悔しかったし今もちょっと引きずるところはあるけど。
そうなの？
まあ今は言い過ぎか。あの時は結構ああもったいなかったなみたいな、でやっぱりその会社からもう連絡来ないからさ、1回2回断っちゃうとそういうもんなんだよね。
そうなんだ、
うん、
なんかまたこれからできますよって言ってもダメなの？
もうそのプロジェクトは終わってるし、
ああ
って言ってる間に次の人もう見つかってるから、
まあまあなんか検討してくれればとかでもダメなの？
まあね、もちろん全然いいんだけど、
うん、
だからそれはすごい大きかったけど、でもじゃあ旅に行かなくてよかったのかって言われるとそんなことは全然なくて、
うん、
失ってでも行って本当に良かったなって思う。
そうね。Yeah, my answer was the same. Just my job and my career. Obviously, we had to quit our jobs and our positions in order to do this trip, to be able to travel for such a long period of time. And I also talked about, you know, because I left the burden of my job to my teammates at the time, and you know, they had to take over. And they didn't have an easy job ahead of them, I don't think. And so I think they struggled quite a bit. But, you know, you kind of have to be selfish at times, you know, because it's your life. And I'm sure my team, even though, you know, I may have caused them a lot of stress and headaches and stuff, I'm certain that they would want me to wish to go on this trip 5 times over. So... you know, I probably would have regretted not going on this trip more, because, like, to be honest, if I didn't quit to do this trip, where would I be now?
Yeah,
I would be in the same spot, just with the same job. Which was a job that I very really liked and I enjoyed, but still, I would be probably here. So, I rather would have done this trip.
まあ、あとこのトークイベント一番最初で2人とももっとそれぞれ言ったけど、ヒロはモットーが
My motto? Oh yeah, when we did our self-introductions, we said our motto. My motto is、やれるときにやる、Do it while you can、Yeah, so I'm just living true to my motto、
だったので、まあ、
Well, what's your motto?
YOLO
YOLO in English, I think people know, but what is YOLO in Japanese?
人生一度きりみたいな感じかな。
そうね。
なので、やってよかったと思います。
はい。
まあ、これ以外のね、質問の部分ももし気になる人がいれば話しますけど。
Just very, very quickly, where we probably didn't talk about in our previous podcast is 喧嘩したのかっていう。Did we ever fight? And I think the answer was no. There may have been times where we were frustrated with each other, but it's never, yeah. 10 months together, every day. And we didn't fight.
すごい。24時間ずっと一緒。
はい。すごいです。
すごいです。
すごいです。ということで、yeah, please, if you have more questions, you can always DM us on our Instagram or through any of the podcast platforms that we're on. So please listen to us, please follow us on Instagram at tabi.lingual or listen to this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
はい。旅ドットリンガルでインスタグラムをやってるのでそちらを見てください。他にもポッドキャストとかもやってます。
はい。
はい。
また次回よろしくお願いします。